You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another thank you to John Parrotto from Pittsburgh Baseball Now for taking the time. Jeff Hathorn coming up in just over 20 minutes time. It's Donnie Football in for the Joe Starkey, Paul Zeiss experience. I think that's a good title because that's what it is with those two, an experience. Limits behind the glass. I mean, you are the full-time producer for them now. I mean, those are two wild animals that you have to keep in a cage in here.
I experience it every day, and the experience varies by day. You never know sometimes what you're going to get, but you know you're going to get a couple of good Paul rants.
You get Paul? Do you have like one queued up? I saw you looking at the computer in there.
Do I have one queued up, Donnie?
You're such an insignificant person. You're such a loser. You're such a clown that sits in your basement and yells, "Mom, the meatloaf! Mom, the meatloaf!" all day long. You're such a loser. I have no interest in anything you have to say for the rest of your life. That's what you're doing when you block somebody.
Mom, the meatloaf. That sent me over the edge.
Wait, so did he get blocked or he blocked somebody else?
This was yesterday. That Zeiss delivered this rant. He was talking to Kabali about how there were a lot of people that were commenting under Zeiss's report about Taylor Ward potentially being a trade option for the Pirates and that it was a close deal. And people are saying, like, "Oh, Zeiss, you're just lying," because Robert Murray came out and said, "No, it's not close," or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So Zeiss was talking about how if somebody comes after him and attacks him, he will block them because they're people that just, you know, sit there and just try to troll him. And like Charles Barkley says it best.
Yeah.
With the draws on.
With your draws on. Man, as early as, or as recently as yesterday from Zeiss, that's a good one too. A classic from number seven. Number seven had a whole lot of classics in that hopper. Yeah, the Zeiss rants are always wild, and then you never really know from Joe, I feel, what you're going to get. You're going to get very chipper Joe. Maybe he golfed a very good game that morning. Maybe he's going out to a nice course or a country club that afternoon, and he's got a little extra pep in his step.
Or he has way too much coffee the morning of, and he's bouncing off the walls, Joe, with a ton of energy.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely working with an experience there.
Source with the question marks, immediate block. Period. Gone. Don't even care what you have to say. Gone. If you use stick to, gone. Right? If you use you're an idiot, gone. You're like some of these people, you're lying, gone. I don't even care who you are. You're gone.
Gone.
You could put
fantastic
tape on your mouth for the rest of your life because I have no interest in anything you have to say.
This was all in like a 10-minute span.
They don't understand journalism. They don't understand. They obviously don't understand trades. They don't understand trade rumors. They don't understand any of that stuff.
My favorite is
source with the question marks, immediate block.
Source.
Yeah, that's a good one. Stick to is one that's like so annoying whenever people bring it up.
Yeah, stick to sports. Like stick to football, Kabali.
Yeah,
but this.
I mean, I get plenty stick to footballs. Like if I put out a Paul Skeens take earlier about the All-Star game, stick to football.
Because you're Donnie Football. You only know football.
Block,
you don't know anything else.
Period. Final.
You're such an insignificant person. You're such a loser. You're such a clown that sits in your basement and yells, "Mom, the meatloaf! Mom, the meatloaf!" all day long. You're such a loser. I have no interest in anything you have to say for the rest of your life. That's what you're doing when you block somebody.
Where does Mom the Meatloaf come from?
Yo, you don't know that reference.
No, I don't.
Oh, brother.
Oh, man.
I hope IT knows it. I don't know if he's back there. So that comes from Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, that would explain it. Never seen the movie.
Oh, man. I mean, I know we're separated by, what, five-plus years, because I was October of 95, and you were, what, spring of 01?
Yes.
So that movie came out in 05. I was only 9 or 10 years old. Not one that my mother was very happy that I saw uncut right away, but, you know, my dad didn't really care. He was just, like, the cool dad who let me watch pretty much any movie I wanted to. But there are certainly things that kids should not see or hear in that movie. I'll just put that out there. It's a comedy with Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. And as you could probably guess by the title, they are just two dudes that crash weddings throughout the, like, Washington, D.C. area. And one of the, I guess you could say, cameos, one of the best and funniest cameos in recent movie history, you get about 10 minutes of Will Ferrell in that movie. And from what I recall, you don't see his name pop up in the credits at the beginning. So the first time you ever watch that movie, and now I'm kind of spoiling it for you, but it is about 20 years old, so you should be, it's on you at this point, Limits. You hit a point in the movie where they're just like a mysterious figure, and you're like, oh, who could this be? And out walks Will Ferrell. And he lives with his mother. His character's name is Chaz. He lives with his mother. Owen Wilson is visiting him. He offers Owen Wilson food, and then he just yells up, Ma, the meatloaf!
It's almost as great as when all the Spider-Men appear in the last Spider-Man movie.
But it is, like, I think it's a top five funniest movie of the 2000s.
It's going to be absolutely increnculent, Folsy.
Well, he definitely hasn't seen that movie. I know Jolie hasn't seen it.
Has Joel seen it?
No.
No.
Yeah, no shot. Joel, maybe scenes here and there. But yeah, that's where Ma the Meatloaf comes from. So I highly recommend you try to find a way to watch Wedding Crashers. And find the real version. You don't want to watch it on TV because it's so watered down and it's no fun at that point. I guess a little bit of fun, but not really fun, if you catch my drift there. 412-928-9370, if you want to join the conversation. Coming up, we will get into some of the reason for that rant of Paul Zeiss yesterday. Who are some names the Pirates may be interested in as we get close to the trade deadline? Will they even do anything at the trade deadline? Will they get to the point where they have to be sellers at the trade deadline? 412-928-9370. We will talk about that coming up next. Jeff Hathorn at the top of the hour.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.